welcome everyone to another live edition of Anime Talk. I am your host, Joe, and thanks for joining us again tonight. I have three great guests again, and we will get this thing started. As always, I'm your host. I write at We Remember Love. You can find me at Twitter at Joe Animated, which is also where you can send your questions, either here or in the social stream to the right-hand side of the live broadcast. Or, if for some reason you don't want to use that, you can always tag the question with Joe's Anime Talk, and we'll try to catch it on Twitter. My first guest tonight is Lurkst. Go ahead.
Don't mind me, guys. I'm a little tired from doing the SEC SAV Auto Master Live Watch. But I'm here, ready to go. If you go check out my blog at animeafterlifepodcast.wordpress.com, subscribe to us on iTunes and Zune, and if you care to take part in any of my ramblings about anime or anything in general, go check out my Twitter account at lurks211121.
All right, thanks a lot. Our next guest is another returnee, Spiral. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Spiral. I'm one of the admins at CSW Anime Blog, which is chocolatesavorywaffles.com. And I don't want you to go to our site right now because we're currently updating it, and we're going to have basically a bunch of new sections such as Arrowgate visual novels, and I just love anime in general, so glad to be on the show then.
Definitely, and we have a new guest from halfway across the world. Kuro, go ahead.
Hello, people. I'm Kuro, and I'm just another anime blogger on the blog. You can find me at Yoshinko.wordpress.com, and my friend and I are starting a new team blog, which is okaranaidetsu.com, and, well, I do stuff like watching anime and, you know, geek stuff.
Sounds good. Let's get to our first topic for tonight. So, anime seems to come in different highs and lows. Every so often, you'll get this one great anime that seems to catches everybody's attention. At one point, you would have said Penguin Drum, but it seems like in the last season or so, there really hasn't been that next big, I'll say widespread big hit. What do you think will be the next big anime hit in Japan? Lurkst, why don't you take a stab at that?
All right. Well, when I originally came up with this question, I was thinking more along the lines of, like, in the past, like, 3 years, we've had these two mega hits in Japan. From, like, between 2009 and 2010, we had, like, the big K-On! Boom, and that was a huge thing. People in Japan ate that up like crazy. And then last year in 2011, we had, you know, the big Madoka Magica boom, and this year doesn't seem to have that one anime yet that has made a big splash in Japan. So that's where this question originated from, but, I think probably, I don't...
So do you think there will be a big splash this year?
I don't think so, not from what I've seen so far. And from what I see for the fall season, probably not either. But, you know, there's always next year, you know, always going to be more anime to watch. But, I don't know, maybe we'll see maybe next year, maybe the following year, because I think anime has started, you know, getting a bigger name for itself in the past few years, so who knows?
Okay. Spiral, what about you? Do you think there will be a big hit this year, or do you think it'll be next year? If so, what do you think that big hit's going to be?
I mean, if you look at the current season lineup, there's nothing particularly outrageous that's coming out. I mean, you do have sequels of a lot of, you might say, guilty pleasure popular shows. You got Tura of You, you got Setsukai no Ichizon, which is awesome, by the way. But in terms of big animes, you really don't see a lot of hits, potential hits. Arguably, you could say Little Busters might be the biggest show of the season, and that's coming from the visual novel, and I don't expect we can see that classic potential coming out of it. In terms of Madoka Magica, it's just hard to compare to nowadays, so.
Okay. Kuro, what about you?
Looking at this season, or this year in particular, just like the fellow guest, I don't see something big coming up, but what I think will be the next big anime hit is, like, you know, something different. You know, Madoka Magica was that in respect because it warped the whole happy magical girl genre into something dark. So I think the next big hit will be something different. That's it.
Are you saying something like along the lines of like another deconstruction of a genre?
Yeah. I think it will be another deconstruction of a genre, whatever genre it may be next.
So, I mean, what genre have we had recently that hasn't quite been deconstructed? I mean, we took the magical girl genre and took it for a spin. Maybe mecha or Gundam?
Eva took care of that genre and, you know, deconstructed it. I mean, we've seen that done. Granted, it was back in 99 that they deconstructed the mecha genre, but maybe they could, like, shit, I don't even know. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think of.
Maybe, I mean, Shonen's had the same basic format for some time. Maybe just a good shake-up in what defines that Shonen combat format. Because honestly, maybe. I mean, Bleach and Naruto, all of those follow the same basic recipe every time. And I mean, it's tried and true, it gets its followers, and it has longevity, but maybe it's a matter of kind of taking that apart. Because, I mean, Tiger and Bunny started doing something like that, but it really didn't complete the loop. You know what I mean?
I think the ultimate anime genre that has to be deconstructed is a romance comedy. I mean, you've seen lighthearted romance comedies, you've seen dark romance, horror, gore, but you haven't seen the perfect or the romance anime to see. I mean, you could argue that Kimi no Tōboku or one of those shows might be that anime, but I honestly think Japan has yet to produce an anime that is going to make us go, wow, that was mind-blowing.
What if they, like, deconstructed a harem? What? Oh, my God. Like, if someone could do that properly in a way that would, like, make sense, that would probably, like, win over a lot of people.
Hmm.
Maybe it is unlikely, but maybe a deconstruction of a shoujo anime.
You do shoujo? You piqued my interest because,
you know, I haven't seen something different when it comes to shoujo as of late, you know. I can't picture it in my mind right now, but if somebody made a proper deconstruction for shoujo anime, I mean, for me, that would be a huge wow.
I'm trying to think of how that would work, a deconstruction of shoujo. Because shoujo is, shoujo, like, you know, it's shonen, it's very. It has its formula and it sticks to it, so it's kind of hard to see, like, a deconstruction of either shoujo or shonen. But like I said, if it could be done properly, it'd be interesting to see it happen.
Hmm. Good point. I guess we're just going to have to wait and see what, well, let's put it this way. If there's a studio that's going to pull off the next great deconstruction, what studio do you think can do it?
PA Works.
Yes, or Zebek, or Zebek. No. Gee, I don't know.
That's a tough question.
Maybe, you know what? I think the next studio to probably either pull off a deconstructor or make that, like, next big hit in Japan, I think it would probably be White Fox. Because they have kind of made a name for themselves over the past few years now.
So to refresh my memory, then, some shows that White Fox has done.
Back in 2009, they did Katana Katari. Last year, they did Steins Gate. And this year, they're doing Jormungand.
Yeah, and Steins Gate was pretty decent. I haven't seen the first one. But
Katana Katari?
Yeah, Jormungand hasn't been that great. I mean, it's been, it's watchable, but it's not, I wouldn't say it's anything mind-blowing.
I I have to disagree. I think that's in the running for like one of my favorite shows of the year so far.
Oh, well, okay. Granted, I'm not saying it's something that is unenjoyable to watch. It's fun to watch, but I'm saying I don't think it's one of those ones that it's like a top tier. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, I don't think there's really anything to it that makes it any more different than any other like actions. Like people have described Jormungand as being very much like Black Lagoon, and I can see that, but I've had so much fun watching that show that it's probably going to be one of my favorite shows of the year.
Gotcha. Anything any other studios guys you can think of might be able to pull off that next great hit? Any studios that are on a roll with what they're producing right now? No thoughts?
No.
Spiral, Kuro?
I mean, every studio has a hit in this. I mean, even PA Works considered one of the best visually appealing studio has hits and misses. I mean, I guess it's that moment when you really hit that one anime, I guess.
I don't know. For me, I think Shaft will do it. You know, Shaft is, for me, the studio with so much surprises. You know, they could either make it bad or they make it good. But when they make it good, they make it awesomely good.
We'll have to see what comes up next. But moving on to our next topic. Gundam Age is reaching, it's in the final age, and we're reaching a sort of conclusion with it. We've been introduced to all three ages. They're present on the screen in any given week. So what do you guys think of Gundam Age thus far? And how do you think it's going to compare to recent series, kind of like Zero, Seed, or Seed Destiny? Kuro, what do you think?
I think that it's following the trend of what Seed established, that is called the pacifistic super pilot, that he would solve everything by understanding, which is kind of like blowing my mind at the moment, because pacifistic pilots just really don't sit well with me. But other than that, I really enjoyed the nostalgia bomb provided by Gundam Age, as far as being someone who's able to watch other old Gundam shows.
Gotcha. I think it's interesting too, the contrast between the three ages. You've got the warmongering grandfather, the stalemate son, and then the peace-loving grandson. I think it's very interesting, those contrasting views. I think I saw a comment recently that the best episode they've seen to date was the one where Kyo wasn't in it. You know, and so it's there's definitely a lot of conflicting views about what people think about those characters in general. Lurks, what do you think? How do you think Gundam Age compares to some of its recent Gundam titles?
I have no idea. I've not watched a Gundam series since Mobile Suit Gundam Wing when it came on Toonami back in the day. And I've not watched Seed, I've not watched Double Zero, and I'm not watching Age right now, so I literally have no comment on this whatsoever.
Not a Gundam fan.
I'm afraid. It's not that, it's just that I've never really gotten around to be like, hey, I should probably watch a Gundam series. Or, I think it's more along the lines, like, I don't know which one to start with, or which one to watch next.
Well, to plug my own blog, if you go to We Remember Love, there's a great little write-up there about how to choose your Gundam show. It's kind of fun to read. Spiral, what about you? Have you been following
Gundam? For me, I do follow Gundam, actually, and it spawned, you can say Gundam actually spawned the mecha genre, the mecha anime, and it brings all these topics, social topics, to play, and you can arguably even call it the most influential anime series in the history, arguably. But then, over the entire Gundam franchise, Sunrise completely messed up Seed Destiny for me, and I don't know, I'm not really happy with Age, and I don't want to say it might be the end of Gundam, but I see it as, wow, Gundam's just resorting to this kind of thing, so.
Okay. I know. I thought Age started off really strong, and I think the introduction of Kyo, for me, has taken it down a notch. I just don't think... I guess the introduction of Kyo and the complete warmongering, which you knew was going to happen, of... Oh, my mind just went blank on his name. Of, not us, of the grandfather. I'm sorry, my mind just went blank. But, I don't know, it's just, it's been a bit of a disappointment. A fleet, yes. I think it's just been a bit of a disappointment having this, just outrageously contrasting views at times. It just doesn't make, it kind of goes, I know you're supposed to suspend disbelief when you watch stuff like this, but it's almost breaking that suspension of disbelief. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I do get you that. Actually, for me, one of the few reasons that I am sticking to Gundam Age right now is because I just want to see Sweat, you know, in his hardline kill of Vegan motto. So it's just very amusing, you know, and when Kyo goes, and let's stop the sense of war's understanding, and, you know, my head can't wrap around Kyo's logic, and then it will answer, no, we should kill all vegans. I don't know. Flip is, you know, Flip for me is the savior of Gundam Age as of now in this part of the arc.
Gotcha. Well, we'll have to see where it goes. I mean, we're at episode 44, 45, somewhere in there. I can't remember offhand. And we've only got 50, so it's going to reach some sort of conclusion sooner rather than later. We'll have to see where that goes. So to kind of step away from the topic of anime, let's talk about blogs real quick. And if you, most of you guys have been running blogs for some time now, and you're always bound to get some sort of unique perspective on what you write. So coming from that, what do you think is the best or funniest, whatever you want to call it, type comment you've ever had on your blog, or one that you can remember? Spiral, what about you? I know your blog gathers quite a bit of interesting characters. What are some of the funnier comments you've received?
I mean, if they argue with me, that means they read my article, and that's enough. Rather than people agreeing with me, I love people who argue against me, and I mean, you could say I'm kind of fueled by the drama or fueled by the haters. I mean, there's been a lot of, I wouldn't say fiasco, but on my end, it seemed pretty funny how everything was taken seriously on account of recent anime events, but the best comments for me are people completely disagreeing with me, because that means they actually gave my article some thought, and that's what I wanted to be.
So you welcome some of the unique comments, is that somebody actually took the time to read it and then respond, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, if someone disagrees with me, I'll be like, okay, he either just skimmed it, or he might have read it, but I usually don't like the comments that agree with me. I like comments that go against me. That's why I only try to blog anime that are controversial. I don't try to blog any mainstream popular ones. So
which anime are you blogging right now that's attracting the most amount of comments?
I'm not blogging anything this summer because I had to work and I was really busy this entire summer. But I'm planning to get into Little Busters this fall just because it might be good, but then at the same time it might cause a lot of controversy among those VN fanboys in Japan and across the world. So.
Gotcha. Lurks, what about you? Any unique comments that come to mind, or maybe a specific article you wrote that attracted the wrath of the anime fans?
Quite on the contrary, actually. So my blog isn't, like, the most popular blog on the anime blog sphere, but I made a post earlier this year on Clannad After Story, and for whatever reason, every month or so, I seem to get, like, just this one random comment on it every so often, and... I wouldn't say, you know, I don't think I can ever pick out the best comments, but I like that I've been getting comments on that one post just due to the fact that I don't get a lot of traffic on my blog as much as I'd like. But, you know, just to see, like, people like, showing an interest in reading a particular post that I made kind of makes me feel better about, you know, what I write about, and it's kind of what keeps me going.
Gotcha. Kuro, what about you? Anything that comes to mind?
The best comments for me are those that start discussions. Whether you hate my article or don't, as long as discussion starts, I'm happy with that, because I'm a person who likes to talk much about stuff, whether it's the anime or one visual novel or whatever it is. Although not as much as big as other blogs, I'm blogging about Sword Art Online, and this episode about this, that, and I personally said that, when I said that I like Les Death a lot, and basically the small discussion started flowing in that, I'm, you know, kind of like happy because, you know, conflicting views came in and people who agree with me came in, and that's that. I'm just happy for discussion when it happens.
Gotcha. One of our viewers is commenting, their best comment was, "Dude, you spelled the character's name wrong." Well, at least they read through the article enough to notice you made a spelling error, right? I think for me, I've had some interesting characters that are very depressing, like very down on a show, like Debbie Downers about stuff, and it's like everything's just ho-hum. It's like, at least, I mean, it's great you're watching the show, but if you hate it that much, why are you even bothering to read blogs and comment about it? But I guess some people enjoy that Debbie Downer approach to things. And like you said, there are others that just go on a rampage against what you wrote, and then people comment against them, and it just kind of generates a good series of dialogue that's always enjoyable.
I just think people like complaining about shows. I feel like that makes them feel better about themselves.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
You always get the complainers, the whiners.
I mean, I don't tend to look at them as complaining. I tend to look at them as open to various types of discussion, but, I mean, it's always fun to argue in anime why it's, quote, good, why it's, quote, bad, you know.
Those downers will always exist, you know. Almost every other anime blog, almost every other anime forum there is, there'll be someone that says, oh, you know, I hate this anime, this blah, 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 blah. And, yeah, I agree with Spyro that as much as I don't like those downers, they really start good discussion. And then said, I'm a fan of discussion.
So moving on to a viewer question here, guys. So each of you has chosen a avatar to represent you. Since we're not doing any real faces here, I don't know yet how to make lights flash when you talk on broadcasting, but each of you has chosen a picture for your avatar. So we'll kind of go around the circle here. We'll go Kuro, then Lurks, then Spiral. You can describe what your avatar is from and why you chose that particular avatar. So Kuro, go ahead. Why did you choose the captain there?
I chose Captain because she is Moe, and I don't know, I just really like her, and as I said, I have very, very few reasons as of now to watch Gundam Age, but aside from Flip, it's watching the Captain grow as a capable Captain. I'm just waiting for that episode where she'll say, "No, Flip, I will not follow your orders. I'm gonna do my thing," and which is Gundam Age 50 episodes, and I still have 5 episodes to see that left. And I'm utterly, really, really hoping for the captain to just say that, because I just really, really want to watch her character grow.
Gotcha. So, Lurkst?
So, my avatar is not actually from an anime at all. This is actually a symbol from my favorite band of all time, Guzman and Rush. And Yeah, that's where that's from. If I did have to have it as something, though, like, if I had to do some anime, it'd probably be, like, Kotobi Ichinose from Clannad.
Alright. Spiral?
My character is Kirima Sakurano from Seppukai no Ichizon. She's been my avatar as long as I can remember. And I like her because she reminds me of myself. She's not looked upon seriously, but she takes her role. She does her job. She takes it really well. She tries hard. She tries to be a leader, and she has a huge ego. And she, in a way, she reminds me of myself. And I don't think anyone else uses her as an avatar, so it's unique. And it's basically myself as a female version, hopefully. Maybe?
I'll say for me, I think I don't show mine on every slide, but on the first slide you'll see my pictures of Calvin and Hobbes, and I think in one because as a kid growing up Calvin was in the papers every day, and you know you'd read that and on the Sunday comics, and then just in general I kind of look like Calvin. I've got the same spiky blondish red hair, and I definitely was a lot like Calvin as a kid, so I find him very representative of myself. I enjoy what Calvin represents too, but it's a great character. But
Calvin Hobbes is the greatest cartoon of all, or comic of all time.
It is.
He was definitely underappreciated by the industry, I think, in that they always forced him to try to confine what he did into a very narrow format. And the way he did his comics was definitely not in that format. And I mean, between my brother and I, we have every omnibus, for lack of a better word, that he ever put together, and it's great. My son right now is starting to read Calvin and Hobbes, and he finds it hilarious, and I'm glad he enjoys it. I just hope he doesn't try to pull any of the stunts that he finds in there. So guys, we're finishing up here. Any final thoughts you want to throw out there? Spiral, why don't you start?
Guys, anime these seasons are getting lower in quality just because they try to appeal to the crowd rather than having its own unique, indigenous, ingenious storyline. But have faith, because it'll be that anime that will blow your minds one day. And I have faith in PA Works.
Kuro,
and
what about...
shout out to all my dorm friends, Joe, Matt, and Paul. I love you guys.
Kuro, what about you?
There will be a day that Shaft will produce the ultimate anime ever.
and other
than that, I still have faith in the anime industry, you know, just because right now they're pandering towards the masses, because, you know, they're the ones that bring in the most cash, but I believe that we will see another anime that will blow our brains out because it's just very, very awesome. I still have faith in anime.
Sounds good, Lurkst.
I think Shaft might make the next big hit next year with that Magical Girl show they're going to be doing, because it looks all moe and cutesy, and I think Shaft dipping into the moe, like Inkwell, is probably going to make them a lot of money. I have a feeling that this might happen. And the other thing I want to mention is, I thought of Shaft and, like, their, whatever show that is they're making. I think White Fox. White Fox is the next big up-and-coming studio, in my opinion. Should keep a lookout for them. Oh, and Idolmaster. You should watch that show. Fucking great.
You had to get...
Did
Kevo pay you to say Idolmaster tonight?
No. Maybe.
No, maybe. Kind of, sorta. Kevo's got to get his last jab in for Idolmaster, huh?
It doesn't matter, man. I love that show. I mean, that show is great.
This is a paid advertisement for Desu F. Mahina, right? All right. As always, everybody, thanks for watching. You can find this show and others, both in video format and audio format, MP3, at joeanimated.wordpress.com. if you so choose to, you can find, I believe it's published at iTunes, but the easiest way is just to go to that link on the site and open up with your favorite podcast app. And if you're interested in joining me on the show, I'm always looking for guests. You can email me at joeanimated@gmail.com, and we'll get you plugged in like our three guests did tonight. As always, thank you very much for joining us, and we will see you next week. So long, everybody.